Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Kenneth Copeland, and we're continuing our study on prayer, and we're talking mostly right now about prayer that changes things, but that's just one kind of prayer. There's intercessory prayer. There's prayers of praise and thanksgiving and worship. There are many different kinds of prayer. So, Father, we thank you today. And we praise you and honor you that you have given us the privilege of contacting you in prayer. You are in heaven, Lord Jesus, at the right hand of the Father. And we praise God that we've been raised up to sit together with you in heavenly places, according to the second and third chapters of the book of Ephesians. And we thank you and praise you for that. And we honor you today in that magnificent name, the name of Jesus. Amen. Glory to God. And I'm going to ask you today to join with us here in believing God for rain. We need rain, and we're standing on the word of the living God concerning it. And in Jeremiah, in the third chapter, God was talking to the nation through Jeremiah, and He is talking about the nation and comparing the nation to a man. They say, if a man put away his wife and she go from him and become another man's, shall he return unto her again? Shall not that land be greatly polluted? But you have played the harlot with many lovers, yet return again to me, saith the Lord. Lift up thine eyes, look up to me. Under the high places, and see where thou hast been lain with, has not been lain with, in the ways hast thou set for them as the Arabian in the wilderness, and thou hast polluted the land with whoredoms and thy wickedness. Therefore the showers have been withholden, and there shall be no latter rain, and thou hast a whore's forehead, thou refusest to be ashamed. Well, you can take that however you want to take that. Most people do not realize this nation was declared to be one nation under God. But when the nation starts doing things that are obviously an abomination to God, then the weather gets all fouled up. But this land belongs to God. It doesn't belong to Glory and me. It belongs to this ministry. Amen. Right, and we're right here on the shore of this lake, what belongs to this ministry, and we command it to rain. Glory to God. If it doesn't rain anywhere else but in this lake, it's going to rain here. Because our God sends us the former and the latter rain, and this is the season for rain, so you just watch out. You just wait and see. You just hide and watch. God, and with your agreement, we know it'll come to pass. Thank you, Father. Now, that shows, we've been talking about prayer. That's one of the ways you pray for rain. And we've seen it happen over and over and over and over and over again. When no one else got any rain, it rained around here because we'd stand out and hold up these scriptures and go to those scriptures where he promised the blessing of rain in its season, the former and the latter rain. So, and this is the rainy season, and we'll have it. We will have it. Praise God. Now then, and we're talking about prayer, of course. And we've talked about it from different angles now. I want to go to the book of James. Oh, I love this little book. Well, of course, I love them all. Here's another one. 5 chapters long. And the 15th verse of the 5th chapter is where you get your healing. But it's a faith book. It's a faith book. Starts off in faith. So, well, let's go over here to the 4th chapter. In the 18th verse of the 3rd chapter, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace of them that make peace. So, from whence come wars and fightings among you? Where does that come from? Come they not hence? Even in your lust or pleasures that war in your members, you lust, you just got pressure and have not. You kill, the cross-reference actually says envy, or you're jealous, and desire to have and cannot obtain. He wrote this to Christian people. Have you ever heard such a thing? You fight and war, yet you have not because you ask not. Hold it. Don't stop there. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss that you may consume it on your lusts and pleasures. You have not because you ask not. You ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Now, we found out yesterday from the book of Ephesians, there's all different kinds of prayer. There's the prayer of faith that changes things. It'll change your body, but there are conditions to that. But then there is the prayer of praise and worship. Amen. Brother Hagin called it the praise cure because more than once he got healed just praising God. He was born very premature and his whole chest cavity didn't develop. And they told him he had to die and that he wouldn't live past 17 years old. They said, you'll wind up being paralyzed, and he was going just the same way. But he just got into Mark 11, 23, 24, and 25 and just stayed there until he received it. And in a moment's notice, his entire chest cavity, his lungs, his stomach, his heart, everything there was instantly changed and turned into health. He only weighed 89 pounds. But he got up healed. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, and he taught on prayer a lot. So you can pray the prayer of faith and leave off the praise and you ask amiss. You can pray the prayer of faith and leave off listening and you miss. You need to be listening. You don't just, just pray a little bit and jump and run. Take the time to listen and just be quiet. Meditate on what you prayed and think about it and think about it. How does that change things? I know from the entire second chapter of 1 Peter, and I've seen all of those qualifications, and in that 24th verse, Jesus, you bore my sins in your own body on the tree, and by those stripes, I was, and I am healed. I know that. I know that. But now what do I do? So you just be still and know that He's God. Now what do I do? Oh, okay, okay, okay. Get up and go testify to it. Every symptom still there. Get up and go testify. Get up and go testify. Well, Brother Copeland, I can't get up. I'm in a wheelchair. You're still seeing yourself in that chair. Do you have a cell phone? Testify to somebody. Glory to God. If you have help, get somebody to help you, and you go somewhere and you testify that you're healed. I saw this kind of thing happen to a young man. He'd been shot in the back in his wild days, and he was in a wheelchair, paraplegic. Well, now, you know what happens. You get there, and you can't exercise. You can't do anything. And you wind up gaining a lot of weight, and no way he could exercise, and he couldn't even still in that chair, and he just began to realize, I know that says I'm healed, and he realized he was healed, and he'd gotten so large he could hardly pick himself up. So he got somebody to help him, and the first thing you know, he's walking. Now he can exercise. Now, Tim, he can work out. He can work out. He'd been healed. Amen. Glory to God. I was present. Now listen to me. I was present in a church. Not here in the United States. I was present in a church where they would spend so much time praising God, and I was preaching there that morning, so I went early to get in on the praise. And they just praised, and you could physically feel the lifting in that church as people began to praise. And while they were praising, they would start up there to give their testimony. And they had a medical doctor up front there, and if you came up and said your heart was healed, he'd listen, and he'd say, no, don't come up here yet. We're standing with you. Just go back there and keep praising God. And this man was standing up there on the platform. He was a former police officer. He'd been a soldier and then a police officer. And he got shot in the head. I believe it. Yeah, he got shot in the head. It didn't kill him. And they just kept praising God and just kept praising God and just kept praising God and 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 praising God until that bullet left out of his head and worked its way down and through his body and was eliminated out of his body, and he had the x-rays to prove it. Praise and worship. That is praying. The highest kind of prayer is praise and worship. And when we get to heaven, we will have the outstanding privilege to meet the man who wrote more songs about God than any other man alive. And his name is King David. Hallelujah. He was a warrior when he was a little teenage boy. And he took out the giant Goliath. And people say, you know, Samuel made him king. No, he didn't. Goliath did. His great victory. They sang songs about him because he was a praiser and a worshiper. And we have the biggest book in the Bible are the Psalms. Praise God. Psalm 69, a psalm of David. Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there's, I'm standing. I'm coming to deep waters, and he just keeps on, and he keeps on, deliver me out of the mire, and he just keeps on singing and keeps on singing. Let them be blotted out, glory to God. The humble shall see this and be glad, and your heart shall live that seek God, for the Lord hears the poor and despises not his prisoners. Let the heaven and earth praise him, the seas and everything that moves therein, for God will save Zion and will build the cities of Judah, that they may dwell there and have it in possession. The seed also of his servants shall inherit it, and they that love his name shall dwell therein. And then Psalm 70, a psalm of David. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. I mean, he just spent his time just out there just singing to God. And they're in the book. The prayer of praise and worship. Brother Hagin said this. If you praise God long enough, the Spirit of glory will come. And when the Spirit of glory comes, the miracles and the signs and the wonders follow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That form of prayer. Wonderful. And when you're praying it that way, you don't pray amiss. You don't miss it. You can try to change something with the prayer of faith that only praise and worship will change. Then there's the prayer of agreement. Let's take a look. How much time have I got, Tim?
7 minutes.
Okay, I can introduce this. Let's go over to the book of Matthew again. Praise God. The 18th chapter. But you don't start with that 18th, 19th, and 20th verses. No, no. Where do you start? How about verse 1? In the 18th chapter of Matthew, then at the same time the disciples came unto Jesus saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? Now they've been arguing among themselves. Who's greater, you or me? And just check it out. They argued with one another all the time about who's the boss of this group. Jesus was the boss of the group. But then there's always Peter, James, and John. Peter, James, and John. Why is it always Peter, James, and John? How come we didn't get to go up on top of the mountain? Peter, James, and John. My name is John. Peter, James, and it's always Peter, James, and John. Jesus called a little child unto him and set him in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you shall not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore that shall humble himself. Oh, there you have it right there. Now think about it. Now they're all griping at one another, and you can just check it out. When they came down from the mountain, here was the man with his son, and he brought him there to be delivered from a devil and healed. And he said, they couldn't cast him out. Well, actually, they could, but then they couldn't. And then they got around him, they said, why? And he said, because of your unbelief.
Yeah, but Brother Copeland, it says, this kind comes out with prayer and fasting.
If you check that out, you'll find out that is not in the best manuscripts. Isn't that interesting? I said check it out. Don't just take my word for it. But he said, because of your unbelief. What is unbelief? Zero faith. This kind comes out. Your problem was your unbelief. And then he upbraided them for the strife. So humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Now, and you read all of that. Take heed that you don't despise not one of these little ones. And then in the 14th verse, even so it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. If your brother shall trespass against you, go and tell him his fault between you and him alone, between you and him alone. If he shall hear you, you've gained your brother. If he'll not hear you, take with you one or two more, that in the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word may be established. You're not ready to make the agreement prayer yet until that's taken care of. If he should neglect to hear them, tell it to the church. If he neglect to hear the church, let him be unto thee. Let him be unto thee as a heathen man and publican. He didn't say he was. He said, get him out of your prayer life. He won't turn loose of strife. Just get him out of your prayer life. Love him, but just put him aside. You're going to have to pray and agree on something here. So just get him out of the way. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Well, you know who that is. And whatsoever you shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Well, we're on earth. We can pray this. Again, he had said this before. Again, I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. This is the prayer of agreement. It shall be done for them of my Father, which is in heaven, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Well, here we are, and there's more than two or three of us, so he's here. Well, of course he is. But he's talking about the prayer of agreement. He's saying, if two or three of you are gathered together and set yourselves in agreement, there I'll be right in the middle of you to carry out that agreement. I will see to it. My angels will see to it. And my Father will back it. He'll see that it is done. Amen. Well, we have that big meeting downtown at the Southwest Believers Convention. That big building cost a lot of money to rent that and all of the things that go with it and everything. And there has to be a contract about that building and the finances about it. So we get the contract drawn up and they say, okay, Mr. Copeland, you agree with, is this satisfactory? Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So then, according to this contract, you will have so many thousands of dollars in place and in our hand by this date right here. Well, I sure do hope so. What? Well, we got a lot of faith, you know. We're just believing for it. There's no agreement. They'll say, well, when you get the money, call us. No, you've established everything before you ever get to that place. You've taken care of all of the above. If there's some person that just won't turn loose of a beef he has or she has with you, and it just won't listen, you don't go talk about it in the church. Wow, that old sister. No, you're wrong now. You need to get that straightened out because you're not in any shape to make an agreement that the Lord Jesus can agree to. Get it all done and then come before him and agree. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, do you agree with these verses? And I've had the people to come in there with all the healing verses and all the financial verses. Yes, sir, this was right. We write them down, and we write down a petition, and we stand on all of those verses and set ourselves in agreement, and then don't ever let it go. Don't ever see it any way other than that agreement. Don't talk any other way, and it will come to pass, and we are out of time. I'll be back in just a moment.
Thank you. In 2022, join Kenneth Copeland at these upcoming KCM events. June 9 through 11, don't miss the Fargo Victory Campaign in North Dakota. August 1 through 6, bring your whole family to the Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. And October 27 through 29, come to the Omaha Victory Campaign in Nebraska. KCM events are free to attend. Go to kcm.org/events for more information.
Life can feel unstable. It can seem like there's no light to guide your way. But faith is the force that turns on the lights and changes your circumstance. In the audio series, Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, Kenneth and Gloria explain how you can develop unshakable, unswerving faith that will see you through to triumph in the most trying times. Scripture tells us that God is a solid rock to support you when you stand on or put your faith in Him. Living on the rock of revelation knowledge of who Jesus is and who you are in Him puts you in a position to be free no matter where you are or what's going on. Stand. Keep standing on that solid rock. With faith in God, you get the answer to every question for the rest of your life. The Word of God is light, and you are a child of the light. When you go out into the dark, it's not dark anymore. You shine, and those in darkness see that there is an answer. It is faith in God that keeps you in consistent victory. Faith is the spiritual force that can move mountains and change circumstances in your life. Request your free copy of Consistency, The Powerhouse of Faith, an audio series by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Learn how to live in consistent victory. Go to kcm.org/victory offer or call 877-615-4267. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Take the word of faith wherever you go with the Believer's Voice of Victory magazine. Build your faith through powerful articles from Kenneth and Gloria Copeland and other guest authors. Read encouraging stories and testimonies of real-life victory and equip your kids for spiritual growth in Commander Kelly's Corner. Download a digital copy for your tablet or mobile device. Sign up for your free monthly subscription or download your copy today on our KCM website.
Don't forget to get the study notes on all of this, and you'll have all that whole outline. You can teach from it. You can believe it and walk in it. Praise God. Amen. It'll work for you because it's the Word of the living God. And we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland reminding you again that God loves you. Say it with me. We love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here for you to help you grow spiritually and to live in victory every day. Feed your spirit with God's Word. Go to kcm.org to watch or download the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Read faith-based content in the Believer's Voice of Victory interactive magazine or in our daily devotional, From Faith to Faith. All available to you free. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.